Your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
So even if you don't like baseball, I'm sure you heard that Bryce Harper signed a 13-year deal for $330 million. It's the biggest contract in MLB history.
How do you know he's still going to be good for 13?
He's not even that good.
I thought baseball players were only good for like 5 years or something.
He's good, but he's not that good. So he came from the Washington Nationals. He signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. He's talking to the Philadelphia Philly fans, and he says this, Bryce Harper.
You know, we want to bring a title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street on a boat or whatever, a bus, whatever it is, and, you know, have a trophy over my head and do that because that's what it's all about.
So he said D.C., his old team.
Oh, how embarrassing.
No, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, well, that's an honest mistake. I mean, it's, you know, we all make mistakes, right? I make them every day.
Yeah, but you're not being paid $303 million. I mean,
$330 million.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's face it. He's probably not even be able to hit the ball with the bat because they don't. Let me tell you something. Very rarely do these baseball players that are being paid millions of dollars to do one thing, and that's run a circle and hit the ball with a bat. They can't even hit the ball with the bat, so then they don't run the circle.
There's one time I'm going to kind of agree with you on that. There's like this one moment if you want to have, like, if you're going to pay that much money, because he's getting paid over $25 million a year. Dude, you got to at least bat 300.
That was what I was thinking, too.
I mean, I know people argue with me about the home runs, 35 to 40, over 40, over 100 RBIs, fine.
Right.
Dude, you have got, if you're getting paid that much, there's not even an argument at all.
No.
You have to bat at least 300 or over. I'm sorry.
I don't know
it's
the numbers.
It's a waste of money.
But you need to hit the ball more than you don't hit the ball. That's what I know.
Well, happens. I mean, it's...
I don't know about that. On to more interesting news, okay? Cardi B said that she became an exotic dancer because she was a bad supermarket employee. So this is actually kind of a sad story because she talks about how her mom kicked her out a couple weeks before she turned 18. So then she had this job at the supermarket for a couple months. Then she comes in late, so they fire her. She's crying hysterically because
Why'd she come in late?
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe she had a late night.
Then you shouldn't have come in late to work.
So then the manager tells her to go across the street to the strip club and dance. And he was telling her she'd make a lot of money because she has a nice body. So then she said ever since then she's been dancing Tuesday to Sunday.
Well, she doesn't
dance now, but I don't think your manager can tell you have a nice body, even if you do. And she does. I think
that he helped her. He helped her make more money. It sounds like she wasn't a morning person. That's a great job where you can go stay up all night and then sleep during the day.
That does sound nice.
She's getting paid probably triple, if not more, than she's making at the grocery store. I think that guy helped her.
I think he did.
Like,
too.
I think that she needs to send him a gift, as a matter of fact. Be like, listen, I'm so glad I came in late to the supermarket. You helped me become a stripper.
I have a feeling he visited the strip club plenty of times, especially since it was right across the street from the grocery store.
That used to be my bag lady. You guys want to go? Paper or plastic?
That was your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.